This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Ride in the kisser. Show that knight who's boss. Oh, God.
Hi, everyone. It is Maddie Westbrook, and welcome back to Closet Talk. As most of you know, when it comes to reality TV, I am very clueless. The Queer Ultimatum is one of the first reality seasons that I have ever seen, and I was so excited about it that I've had both Lexi and Mal on the show. I really want to get more into reality TV, but I don't know where to start. So today we have on Keira Green, who is a reality TV icon, who is very commonly known for her role as a bisexual bombshell in Love Island. And today she is going to help walk me through some of the most iconic moments from reality show history.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Iconic.
I'll take it.
And since she's an iconic reality TV star, we are reacting to different cringy, embarrassing, pivotal, or iconic reality TV moments. I don't know them. So I'm excited. Apparently there are some like really good ones in here.
I'm excited. I get secondhand embarrassment though. So like I'm terrified at the same time.
I can't.
Feel like I'm already stressed.
I'm already looking at like the first frame. She's going in and he's about to spit on her.
Oh, spit on her. Wow.
Look at his lips. So,
also the kissing noises on reality TV, which I've been the one that is doing it at times. That's also
why
so
don't,
cringe.
Why don't they cut that?
I don't know.
Like you,
because
like
people like it. Though,
I get, so. Why do people like it?
You're like, no one likes that. It needs to stop now.
It's cute.
Yeah.
In a moment. Like if you're like, oh my gosh, first kiss.
Yeah.
On a date, super cute moment. Mm-hmm. It'd be weird if you like didn't kiss, you know, super romantic moment.
But when it just is like dragged,
but when it
out
just like keeps
just, like,
going,
smacking.
Or wait, okay, was the show that you were on like set up like The Bachelor?
I mean, I've been on like 7 different shows, but like 3 of them were dating, and no, it's Love Island, so it's not The Bachelor. There's not one person. We're all just like dating each other and swap and spit.
Oh gosh, I couldn't do that.
Like some people end up falling in love. I've had like 2 relationships off of a show, and one ex dated for a year, the other one lived with for a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. No, I mean, okay, not that was, it was sarcasm.
Yeah, mine was on CBS, so that was interesting because I was Black, I was tatted, and I was going in, and I'm bisexual, so it was like very not what Love Island normally is.
Right.
But when they cast me, I was like, I'm going to fully be myself. And like,
yeah,
if they like that, cool. If they don't, that's fine.
Yeah.
But it was definitely, I got some interesting messages and feedback from that show. But for the most part, a lot of love. And when I was open about my sexuality, a lot of people were,
so are
felt really
like,
seen.
Yeah. Are there, that's great. That's amazing.
No, it was good. Yeah.
I think that's how Amanda introduced me to you. Mm. When you're talking about like, oh, who should we have? She was like, a bisexual bombshell. I was like, what does that mean? That's exactly what you said. That's exactly what you said. You said, that's exactly what you said. Because I was like, oh, who is this?
Oh,
and
God. You were like, I'm starting to sweat.
Who's the first bisexual bombshell on Love Island?
She said, you're lying. And that's not okay.
Don't
lie.
I'm not lying. Because you said she was the first bisexual bombshell to come in mid-season and like, you know, steal the girls from the men and like... Is that not what happened?
I mean, kind of.
See, that's all I know.
I was the first U.S., so I definitely, going on, was terrified to, like, be open. And I never had a boyfriend. I'd only had girlfriends before going on the show. I had, like, been with men, but, like, just never dated them, honestly. So, so going on the show, I was like, oh, my God, like, this format, like, are they even going to have other girls that are into girls going on? And that wasn't really the case until later on. But yeah, I came in as a bombshell on day one.
I was using the right vocab. Why
yeah,
was everyone
right.
freaking
it's bombshell.
Out? So they,
yeah.
So bombshell means there are people there and they aren't expecting more people to come.
Yeah.
And you just walk like, I know, like the little stone pathway into the villa.
Well, I had to like walk on the beach and then like come through some bushes. It wasn't.
Exactly. I think that's so funny. They have you like forage.
No, yeah, literally. For the- and all the girls, like it's just being set up for the girls to be like,
Yeah, they like have them in a little semicircle waiting for you, like.
Yeah, literally, and for the audience to hate you because they're like, she probably thinks that she's this and that coming in as a bombshell, but it's like, no, the producers do all of that.
Right.
And I honestly said to them in my audition, I was like, please don't do that to me. Like, I want to be an OG.
Yeah.
I don't want to be hated. Yeah. Like, I can't steal someone's man. Like, I don't want to do that. That's not what I would do in real life. And that's what they did. But like, I was hated at first, and then I turned it around because...
That must have taken a lot of effort.
It was terrifying.
I would have you like I can see the flashbacks in your eyes. Oh my how God. Scary it
I,
must
like,
have been.
I almost threw up before going. I was like, that's gonna be hot. I just couldn't just walk out and everyone just projectile vomit.
I mean, you would be remembered.
I would.
Too hot to handle. Thank you, manager.
I heard it's even more like risque than Love
Probably.
Island.
Yeah. They do the bombshell thing. Okay. Where they like have like two hot people ride in on a speedboat and they're like, jump off in the middle of the ocean.
I've done that on a show.
It's so funny.
I'm so serious. On X on the Beach, I was on a jet ski and I pull up. And
The jet ski.
And I had never ridden a jet ski before. They like gave me a lesson right beforehand. But I was like, I looked so dumb. That's so dumb. And I had to like park it and circle it around too and like then climb up on this ladder and get on the dock. And it was not hot once again.
So funny. I love that. Especially because they probably edit you and like do the slow-mo clips to make you look cool.
Yeah.
And then in the moment, you're like, I remember it being way less hot.
100%. But they give me good edits sometimes and then sometimes they don't.
Well, that's just the way that it goes.
I know. It's the gamble of the game.
You just sound so sad. Yeah.
Because it's so sad sometimes.
It is sad.
Because it's like you have control over like editing and, and that like, no, it's just whatever they want to happen sometimes.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and while it's the perfect time to show your loved ones how much you care about them, do not forget to show your skin some love too. With this harsh winter weather, I promise your skin needs some extra attention. And thanks to our sponsor today, OneSkin, you can give your skin the care it deserves with topical supplements that improve the health of your skin at the cellular level. Their secret? OneSkin's proprietary OS01 peptide. It's the first ingredient scientifically proven to reduce the buildup of senescent cells, those notorious zombie cells that contribute to skin aging. Fewer zombie cells mean healthier, younger-looking skin with fewer lines and wrinkles, reduced age spots, and a stronger, natural barrier, something that's especially important this time of year. So show your skin some love with OneSkin. For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off their first OneSkin purchase using the code CLOSETTALK when they check out at oneskin.co. I don't know if it's the California weather, but I'm quite dry when I get out of the shower, so having great moisturizing products is super important to me. That's what I love the most about OneSkin. It's more than skincare. It's about skin longevity, targeting the root causes of aging to help you look and feel your best at every age. Get started today with 15% off using code CLOSETTALK at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code CLOSETTALK. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. It's time to expect more from your skincare routine. Invest in the health of your skin with OneSkin. So this is Pilot Pete's season of The Bachelor, and apparently Kelsey brings a bottle of champagne from an intimate one-on-one with Pete.
Okay, Kelsey.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Is she?
She's trying to set the mood. No, in TV, like if they give you a bottle, which we never really get, they like give us like a glass sometimes or two. If they're giving you a bottle, they want something to go down.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. You want something new every day.
Thank you. We drink it from the bottle or from the cup?
From the glasses.
We can drink from the bottle.
Okay? I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know already.
I'm not a classy bitch all the time, so.
There we go.
All right, I get.
Oh. Are you okay?
What?
What the hell? Are you okay? I'm so.
Well.
Oh no.
Oh my god. That poor girl. This season was messy.
You saw this season?
No.
I've seen clips of.
I was like ready to hide.
I've never seen anything like that actually on TV.
So I thought she was gonna drink it and then try to spit it in his mouth.
What is with you and the spit? That is the second
time
you brought up
spit.
Did you? Or did someone else earlier?
Maybe
today?
You were just thinking about it. Maybe this is your problem. No, I saw this Pete guy or something. Apparently, people didn't really like him as a bachelor because there was this other girl that he had a one-on-one date with, and they brought. You know how I was talking about the concert, like the country like music concert.
Yeah.
He also brought some other girl to a concert. They had her and him dancing on the stage again, and then she goes to the dinner that night and she goes, I used to date the lead singer of the band that we just slow danced in front of. And I was like, the producers were so messy.
They're always messy, but you can't even like make that happen. Like you can't plan that. And it just looked like something else too. And like, it was just too much.
I love how it wiped her out too. She said, fell off the chair.
She like left her body for a second there. She said, I can't, I don't want to be here.
That was less bad than I thought.
No, that was just funny. Yeah, I feel bad for her, but like that was funny.
Considering that was like violently embarrassing. What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you on a first date?
On a first date?
Yeah, or any date, like embarrassing.
I feel like any date, because I'm an anxious girly, I like sweat. So I'll like be sweating and like that's just not cute.
Right.
Or like the lip twitching kind of thing. Like it takes a second for me to like mellow out. Once I'm there though, I'm cool, calm, and collected.
Right.
You know, and have some riz, I would say.
This next clip is from season 3 of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. And a new cast member, Monica, joined the show and became a part of the friend group. In the season finale, housewife Heather Gray gets a tip that Monica has been running a tea page about the other housewives and infiltrated the show. She confronts her in this video.
Savage.
That also is like very in line with what's happening like to someone right now. There's this like influencer who just got caught like running a tea page about herself. Yeah.
Have text from your phone number.
Wait,
you
what?
Say, I am Reality Von Teese. I'm applying to be friends with these girls.
Are you
as
lying?
Reality Von Teese.
I want to see the receipt right now. Yeah, I would love to see it.
Oh my gosh,
right
guess
now.
How you know I'm telling the truth. I have your perfect formula. Receipts, proof, timeline, screenshots, f-ing everything to prove that you are a f-ing bully and a f-ing troll, and you do not deserve to be at this table or anywhere near any of us for the way you have treated us. Every single one of us has woken up in fear for the that you toasted.
That is bullshit. That was never my f-ing account.
You're done.
But it was.
Wait, it was her account?
It was her account.
I thought it was the blonde the whole time.
I love the sound effects. That's how we should intro this podcast. Welcome back.
It was the vein. The vein, yeah. Man.
I love a good forehead vein. When people are pissed, I love a good forehead vein.
I had someone vein, like, scream at me on one of my shows. That was terrifying.
I can't do confrontation.
I was just like...
You were just mad.
I'm the worst in arguments.
If one of your friends was like secretly running a tea page about you, what would you do?
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh, you look scary. Like you just coming back.
I look scary.
Yeah, like
I look scary.
You really took that simulation.
Because
to heart.
That would be so messed up.
Yeah.
I barely let people in. So if one of my friends did that to me, oh my God. I would be revengeful. I don't think I would choose like peace.
Peace.
I would be revengeful. Yeah,
that'd be hard. I really am trying to hold my own peace. Like yeah. This, well, actually,
it's like don't go low
too. Yeah,
but like I would go low if someone did that.
What
to
would
me.
You do?
It's a secret I'll never tell.
Like, XOXO.
No. XOXO. Gossip Girl.
This next clip is a clip I'm very excited for because I've never seen it. I might have heard about it, but it's when Kim Kardashian loses her earring.
And that's freaking wild that you've never heard of that.
I've probably heard of it because Amanda quoted something earlier where I was like, okay, I might have heard it, but I've never seen it.
There's no way. Have you never watched an episode of the Kardashians in general?
No. Is that crazy?
I mean, maybe not to some people, but to me, that's like America. Serious question here.
I'm so ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Name every Kardashian sister, including the Jenners.
Jenners? Aren't they the same thing? No, because
they're all sisters, yes, but they have obviously like a different last name. It's different.
I know Kim Kardashian, obviously.
Yes.
Kylie Jenner.
Okay. I'm helping you. I'm
no,
helping you
they're all like K names, right?
Okay, I'm hearing a lot of excuses right now. I need names.
The mom.
No, you can say that, but like I asked for the sister.
I also don't know the mom's name. Okay, Chris.
Yeah, okay. Yes. That was a bonus because that's the mom. So we have Chris, we have Kendall.
What you didn't say Kendall. Yes, Kendall.
No!
Wait,
okay,
I know.
Well, we're still not done. So
I know Northwest.
You have two. Because that's a child.
Well, their all... song.
Yeah,
Miss,
I think you have
Miss
two more.
Westy.
You have two more.
I have two
Let's
more.
Stay on track.
Okay.
I
Kendall,
think you have two more.
Kylie, Chris.
Oh my gosh.
No, I don't know them.
Come on.
Tell me if they're like Jenner or Kardashian.
You have two Kardashians left. Okay. I gave you Kendall and you already said Kylie. But you have two Kardashians left. Kim's in the middle, I think. But then there's...
You know the order?
Yes, because I'm a human.
You know
in society.
You know what I know?
And everyone talks about them, you know, even if you don't watch the show.
You know who I know? Because I get edits of him.
Who?
Scott Disick.
Okay, not a sister.
He's
you really don't know the other two.
I don't.
Chloe.
That's a K name?
Yes.
It's such a white girl name.
And then Courtney. See, you didn't really know either one of those.
I knew that, but it's not on standby.
Okay. That's wild to me.
I'm excited for this next one. I'm me ready too. To consume. Drip sound. Cut little.
You know that just smacks her in the head.
The water. My earring's gone!
Okay, multiple things. You know that little sound effect that they use when like people fall into the bodies of water and it's like that bloop? That's what I thought of. I thought they were going to put that in.
Is that would be a better edit.
If they edited the Kardashians like that, I would watch it. I'd know I'm front to back, center to left.
Slow motion.
That's so funny.
Falling.
Yes. The replay.
But you know, like her whole ugly crying thing that people say.
No.
Oh, it's like a thing. It's like a meme. I mean, like all of us ugly cry, but it's like a meme. Never mind.
What I don't understand is, aren't they billionaires? Just get another earring.
I don't know. I mean... drama on the
show?
I
mean, maybe, unless she was like,
or it was special
to her.
My
family heirloom is in the water.
Yeah,
but she was like, my diamond. Girl, there are so many diamonds you could just walk into Tiffany's and buy. Like,
she's dramatic. That's how they have a show for season after season.
I think also the only other thing I know about them is that clip where it's like, I don't think I was born to be famous. And she was like, I was.
Oh yeah, she lives for it. I feel like she owns everything that she does. She's like, yeah.
Love to have that confidence.
Same.
Yeah.
You should watch at least one season of The Kardashians.
Which one? Like, which is the best one, in your opinion?
In my opinion?
I feel like this is like asking a Taylor fan what the favorite, what
no,
the best
album
is.
No, it's not, because I'm not obsessed with The Kardashians. I'm just saying, like, one season, because
also,
it's just like a staple of, I don't know, reality TV.
Say it again. Say America. I know it's on the tip of your tongue. You've been so excited.
I don't want to say that. But yeah, like, I feel like it's so, like, they started so much. Reality TV shiz.
Okay. Well, I understand that. I've heard, obviously, everyone's heard of like the Kardashians. You can't be in America and not know what that is. If you had to pick like the best Taylor Swift album, I can't even list them all.
Oh, I couldn't list one.
One?
I couldn't list one.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Song.
I'm so serious. Just because I was a Kids Bop kid and I did this song. It's a love story, baby. Just
you were a Kids Bop?
I was a Kids Bop
like
kid.
Singing on Kids Bop?
Like toured 3 years. Kids Bop
you
kid, under contract.
Toured? Preface with this next time. Preface
once
with
again,
this.
There are clips.
This is a Kids Bop star.
That's
Kira
that's
Green.
The coolest thing about me, honestly.
That's so cool.
That's what I like saying on
now
my first
I'm
day.
Fangirling. I'm not fangirling about the seven seasons of reality. That's really cool.
Yeah, and honestly, if you saw my dance moves, you would think I was even cooler.
No, especially because I was like super into Kids Bop when I was little. Now it's like they can't really do Kids Bop because every popular song is like dropping a bunch of curse words.
No, 100%. But yeah, I was a Kids Bop kid around that time.
Around like the
Jason
cool
Derulo,
time. Yeah.
Selena Gomez, Party in the USA.
You did Party in the USA?
There's a whole music video on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I got so bullied for it though.
Why?
I grew up in Harlem, New York City. I wasn't listening to Kids Bop. We were listening to the actual songs. So, like, I would travel to L.A. and, like, shoot it and be, like, on the commercials on Disney and all that different shiz.
Yeah.
And then I would go to school and get so bullied for it. But I was like, I'm making money. So.
Yeah.
I could teach you a whole dance routine.
I'd love that.
I remember
that.
Them.
I mean, not really because I can't dance, but that's so cool. I wouldn't bully you for that.
It's character building.
Right?
Yeah.
What were we talking about? This watermelon launch is from The Amazing Race.
Do what you gotta do to make it go right into that guy. Don't give up on me now, please. Just focus.
I'm not giving up. I'm just getting frustrated.
Okay. Oh! You got
skills.
This, sister. You were super, super close. Right in the kisser. Show that knight who's boss.
The slow-mo! That
She broke her nose. She had to have broken her nose.
I can't feel my face.
How is she not bleeding? You're enjoying this way too much.
See, I'm over here feeling so bad for her. You're getting so much enjoyment out of it.
I can't even see straight.
They don't call. Oh my god, her partner's like, I don't care. Get back up there.
That's crazy.
It was the jester going to check on
it was kind of struggling.
It was like the slow-mo that got me.
Let me stop juggling. You're wheezing. You're legit
asthmatic. That was so messed up. Oh my god, I'm sweating. Why are these all making me sweat? I'm just gonna.
That's so funny.
That would that be funny if that happened to you?
So
would that be funny if it happened to
yes,
you?
Yes, because I knew that was gonna happen. But it was so perfect. It was like so accurate to her face.
And once again, the producers are back there like popping bottles right now. They're like, this girl just hurt herself and embarrassed herself on TV. We love it here.
I love how a literal whole watermelon just got smashed into oblivion on this woman's face.
You're enjoying it way too much.
There was no medical team on standby for this.
That's so true.
Like,
it looks old though. Like nowadays there would be.
They had a clown and a or just like keep going.
Her partner really was like, get your back up there.
Making like clown not... noises.
You literally are. You're wheezing. I was surprised that she wasn't bleeding. That was rough, but that happened in the most like recent season of The Challenge. One of my friends, but it was terrible. Like it wasn't a watermelon. It was like some little ball thing. And she did that and it literally snapped back. And like literally like she has a massive scar here. She had like nerve damage. And then she still went back on another season of The Challenge. And I was like,
wait, what challenge? What's the...
God. I'm done.
What's the... No, not like, okay. What's the... what is the...
Not it's like another reality show. Right, I did one season and I was like, never again. Because it's like Daredevil shiz. Like, you're jumping off of things and like fighting people.
You'd love that.
No, I don't love that.
I love drop rides.
Okay, but I know I'm not going to break my leg. Like, my other friend just came off and like had to get knee surgery. Like, I care about my life. And I literally face planted.
You know what's so
several
funny?
Times into the water, and ended up in the hospital
you
on
ended
my
up
season.
In the hospital?
Yes.
For what?
Because they put us in duty water,
like poop.
Like no, like it was an environment that we should not have been in, and we had to like swim from one ship to the other. And I guess I was like swallowing the water, so I literally like had to go to the hospital. Everything was happening in my body.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everything is in bad things.
Yeah.
Are you okay after ingesting the water?
Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
I'm okay, but they hit me up for the next season and I was like, absolutely not.
Okay, next one. I'm excited. On Celebrity Big Brother, Gemma Collins gave Tiffany Pollard, same thing, her designer
New
shoes.
York.
What about New York?
No, well, she's Tiffany, New York.
Gemma Collins gave Tiffany Pollard her designer shoes for her birthday as a gesture. This is Tiffany's reaction to her being gifted the shoes. This sounds sweet.
Not if you know New York.
I will let Gemma know that she is a fat c**t and the shoes that she gave me were not something that I would particularly buy for myself. They were old maiden type of shoes. And she said that those shoes were meant to be worn on a beautiful woman. So if that's the case, she should have put them back on the rack and she should never even purchase them because she was unqualified to own those shoes if that's the case. And I think Gemma is just a disgrace. She's a disgrace to humanity and she's a disgrace to women who are actually beautiful and classy, and she just doesn't have the vernacular that she thinks she possesses. Somebody lied to her several times and told her that she was fly, hot, and sexy and beautiful, and she's nothing like that. She's nothing of the sort.
I'm not even surprised, and I think that was actually her being nice.
That was a full 59-second rant,
was
no
not,
stutter.
That was not even New York being mean, I'm telling you.
That was just impressive. I was genuinely thinking to myself at a certain point, I would have been stuttering through my words. That was very direct.
No, New York knows how to use her words, and she's scary. But that was actually her more chill. Like, that was not very, like, New York. But you don't even...
I don't really have words for that, besides, I was like, oh my gosh, new shoes.
New shoes! But imagine being, like, the girl that she's talking about and watching that back when you get home, and that's just, like, on national TV. Like, that's the crazy thing is you go to these little confessional rooms, like, while filming.
Why does it make her look like she's in a grand theater? Like, it makes her look like she should be, she's like sitting before an opera house.
Well, I think that's just like New York. Like, she's like,
do they each have a different background?
No.
Oh.
She's just owning her space because she's New York.
Right.
But
is her name New York?
Like, Flavor Flav, New York.
I feel like there's just too much. I feel like this would take years.
It would.
To really,
at this point, yeah,
catch up on everything I've missed.
There's no hope at this point for you.
How recently have you been on one?
This past summer.
Okay. Are you going to, do you think you're ever going to do one again?
There's already one in the talks last week.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining me. This
thank you.
Has been a very endearing episode of Closet Talk. I am your host, Maddie Westbrook. You can find me at Westbrook absolutely anywhere. When I say anywhere, I mean everywhere, but OnlyFans. And this has been my amazing guest, Kira Green. Where can we find you?
You can find me on YouTube of Coffee with Kira, Coffee with a K. I have my own podcast too.
Cute.
And then Kira212Green on all socials. Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's me.
Well, thank you for being here and being queer, and we will catch you next time. Okay.